Exam skills, check 7. Modules 13 and 14. Exercise 2, page 187.
Today, our guest is meteorologist Greg Manfred, and he's here to tell us about the recent heat dome that settled over Western Canada and Northwest USA and its causes and effects. Welcome, Greg. And let's just start with this. What is a heat dome exactly?
Thanks for having me. A heat dome is created when a high-pressure weather system sits over an area for days or even weeks at a time. It acts as a kind of cap on the air underneath, not allowing the hot air to escape, rather like a lid on a pot of water on the stove. It just gets pushed back down by the high pressure, getting hotter and hotter. And this dome of hot air actually has the power to divert wind and other weather systems around it, winds that would normally move such weather on. The recent one stayed over Canada and the USA for 5 days, with deadly results.
What kind of temperatures are we talking about here?
If we take the case of Canada, record temperatures were registered from Alberta to Ontario, but the highest were in British Columbia. In Lytton, on June the 29th, the thermometers hit 49.6 degrees Celsius, the highest temperature ever recorded anywhere in Canada. As for the US, the county of Chelan in Washington state reached 48 degrees Celsius, Salem in Oregon 47 degrees Celsius, and Palm Springs in California 49 degrees Celsius, though the latter is obviously more used to such extremes.
What was the cost in human and environmental terms?
It was enormous, of course. Over 1,000 deaths have been put down to the heat wave, most of which occurred in Canada. Thousands more were hospitalized. Huge cracks appeared in roads and pavements, and damage to structures like bridges is still being examined. Fruit was effectively cooked on the trees. For example, Washington farmers reported losing 50 to 70% of their cherry crop. Forest fires broke out all along the west coast of the USA and Canada. Scientists have estimated that 1 billion marine animals may have died on the Canadian coast alone.
Shocking numbers indeed. Before we get into details, answer me the question on everybody's lips. How much of this is down to climate change?
This has been described as a 1,000-year event, meaning that there has been nothing like it in 1,000 years. Other experts say more. The likelihood of it occurring has been estimated as 150 times more than if there were no global warming. The northwest of the USA has been suffering from extreme drought before the system arrived, so this obviously contributed to the rapid heating of the air. As a meteorologist, I look at the wider picture, and in combination with all the other extreme weather events we've been experiencing, I don't think the arguments of the climate change deniers hold water anymore.
Well, there's no water left, is there? I'd like to look at a few things in more detail now, such as the content.